So we're holding David Zamila, David Zayin, and Alpha on the top of the Mishnah. Dam Asheretz, Ubisare, Misar, Zemzeh. The blood of a Asheretz and the meat can combine with one another to make which shear? The shear of Adasha. Right? B'Shratzim is saying the shear is Adasha, shear of a lentil. They can combine to make a shear of a lentil. Part of the shear is that the dam also is Tameh. The mercy of your pasuk for that. Kalam or Bishua. Rabbi Shua says a klal. Whenever you have the tuma and the shear that are equal, they can be mistar for tuma. What does it mean, the tuma and the shear? It means that the type of tuma, like for example, certain things are tummy only for a day, certain things are tummy for 7 days. It has to be the type of tuma the same and the amount. We're saying for a mace, a shear of a mace is a kazayas. A shear by a sheretz, it was saying it's kadasha. That's not the same amount. So you have to have, if you have the amount and the type of tumah, the stringency of the tumah, that combines, can be a starf to make a shear. However, tumasav leishuri, shear leitumasai, leitumasav leishuri, if it has, the tumas are similar, are equal, but not the shears are not equal, or vice versa, the shearim are equal. Let's say you have two things that are kazayas, but they don't have the same length of tumah. For example, one is tummy 7 days, one is tummy 4 1 day. Late tumas vayishuri, or if you have a case where neither elements are the same, both the length of tumah and the stringency of tumah, tumas mace and tumas sheretz, for example, the tumas sheretz was saying is because adasha and it's tummy for 1 night. Mace is kazayis and tummy for 7 days, so it doesn't have any of the things that are the same. Emet star from chertza. Obviously, if I'm telling you that if you have only one comparison, it's not enough to be mitzarif. Certainly, if I have two comparisons, if I have zero comparisons, it will not be enough to be mitzarif. Okay. Zakta Gemara. Amar Chana, Amar Rav Zira. We said in the Mishnah that you can combine dam and basar to get a shear of a lentil. So he qualifies. The Mishnah says that it has to be dafka ubay, only with, and that's the gears that we're having is missing that word, but you have to steal the word ubay. It's got to be dafka with the blood and the flesh of the same sheretz. You don't take from two different shrouds that are mixed together. It's got to be the same sheretz. V'chein amar Rabbi Chanina, hatmeyim melamish yeh mitzarfin. Tmeyim tells me that's mitzarf. Actually, it shouldn't be v'chein. It should be switched to masiv. So Rabbi Chanina asked on this memra, Masav, Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, HaTameim, Lamashem, Mistarfin, the Pasuk, Tameim tells me it's Mistarf. Afilu Sheretz, V'Sheretz, Sheretz, V'Dam, Be'mi Shemecha, Be'mi Shemes. Right? Even a Sheretz and a Sheretz, or a Sheretz and a Dam, are Mistarf, whether it's the same, another Sheretz of the same name, or whether it's even a Sheretz of a different name. So let's say the example of Rashi gives, let's say you have from a chaylid, it's one of the eight shrutzim, and an achbar, it does combine to make a lentil. It's clearly two, forget about, we were saying it has to be the same exact sheretz that the blood and the flesh is coming from. Here we're saying it could be two different shrutzim of the same name, or two different shrutzim from two different names. It's a question on this qualification that was put forth by Rav Chanan Amar Bezira. Amar B'Yasef, Lankasha, this sounds familiar, it should, because we basically gave almost an identical answer. The wording, at least yesterday, in Tazayim Bez's daf, where he answered that the distinction between Bemisa and Bechayim, the shear of, actually not exactly the same, similar, the shear of Kazayas, of Achila, of Asheretz, or a lentil shear of Achila, of Asheretz. Depends on whether it's alive, so no tumah yet, or when it's already dead, then there's tumah. So he gives a similar answer, I should say, not identical, but similar. Like Kasha Kambakulai, Kambakzasai. Very interesting chiddush. It depends where this blood is coming from, or this meat is coming from. If it's coming from a full sheretz, even though right now it's separate, it's not part of the sheretz anymore, if the place where it came from was a full sheretz, that is a status, that is chashivas, and such blood or such meat can combine with blood and meat of a different sheretz to make a shear, no problem, because that is chashivas. Kamak tzase, but if we're talking about it already was only part of a sheretz, so there already is less chashiv, the sheretz is already not complete, and then you have some blood leaving that sheretz, that blood from a partial sheretz cannot go and combine with basar or blood from another partial sheretz. It has to be its own blood or its own, it has to be from its own blood and its own meat. So Rabbi Zir was saying, Ubay was talking about when I'm starting with a partial sheretz, it's got to be from the same sheretz itself to have combinations of blood and meat. Whereas the Rabbi Sbechanina was talking about a case where it's coming from a full sheretz. Umnat Tamra, where do I know that he makes a distinction between something that came from a full sheretz, How you know makes such a chiluk? Something came from a full sheretz. Midatanya nishbach al ritzba. If the blood spilled on the floor, this talking about not. This sounds like it's kachim. It's talking about blood of a human. Blood of a human spilled on the floor, and we're discussing the din of tumas adam mace. How so? Let's say by oil. By mekayme katarfus, and the place that it spilled on was like on a slope. If he passed over part of it, he's tar. But if he tackles mal on the entire mount, then tummy is going to be tummy. Or revius of blood, human blood, that a tar person mixed together. So the person does not become, we're talking about revius. A person who mixes it does not become tummy. Why is that? Because the revius of dam on the spoon, the revius of dam has a little bit that gets onto the spoon, and that's considered separate from the rest of the revius. It's not connected, even though it's touching, it's not connected, and therefore you don't have revius anymore. So it's obvious enough when you're very close to revius, and you mix a little bit, you won't become tummy. So, why by the case of catarphus, where the blood's rolling, it's on a slope, it's rolling, you know some of it is becoming separate, yet you're saying over there, since you have a revius that's right now touching, it gives off tumma. So again, in the case where you're mixing, you have revius, all touching, but some of it is on the spoon, we don't say it combines, the part of the spoon is separate, and therefore it does not give off tumma. Yet when it's rolling on a slope, we're saying, as long as it's all touching, it gives off tumma. Chayr, it's two halachas, and seems to be opposite ideas. When blood's destined to be separate, you're still not, whether or not you say it gives off tumma. Says the Gemara, it depends where it came from. If the blood came from a full mace, that's where, again, there's two different ways, Gemara, I'm touching this. But the Rishonim that learned that the chiluk of here is there's a riot to Les Gemara that when it came from a full mace has more status. Blood came from a full mace has more status and therefore more machmer. If the blood came from partial mace, let's say it was a limb that came off the surface of blood and the bone came from partial mace, over there is less status and over there more particular about the blood being more intact. Okay. Shal, there's a whole other way in the Gemara, by the way, where the Shiloh just is. Let's leave for now. Shal, Rabasi ben Charish, Asher Shimon ben Yechai, be a Romi. Rabbas Mecharish asked Rosh Hashanah in the city of Rome, Menayin l'dam shratzim shu tamei, how do we know that dam shratzim is tamei? B'chlal, how do you know dam of shratzim is tamei? Who says dam of shratzim even gives off tamei? We're discussing that it combines with the meat. Who says that it has tamei b'chlal? Amar lei, damar krav v'zelecham atamei. The Prophet says v'zelecham atamei by the shratzim. So that's the source. We already know that one way to learn the source is from the Lashon of Vav. Others want to say that it could be the whole pasuk section because we have another source for it. Okay. Others want to say it's the hay. Fine. But the point is whether it's the hay, the vav, or the whole pasuk, there's a source that was saying the dam is also tummy. Amar Tamid of Chacham ben Chachai. Tamidim said that Chacham le ben Yechai. That ben Yechai is such a Chacham, he's able to darsh these psukim. Amar Lahem. So Ramasi Bechar said them, Talmud Aruch V'Fiv, Shal Rabbi Lazar ben Yosi. It wasn't his own drasha. This is a long teaching from Rabbi Lazar ben Yosi. And Rabbi Shimon Yechai, that's Ben Yechai, Rabbi Shimon Yechai, got it from Rabbi Lazar ben Yosi. Shepam, here's the story. Shepam Achas, we're going to a little bit, almost like Agadah over here, a little bit of a break. Shepam Achas, Gezerim, Gazra, Malchus, Gezerim. One time the Romans made a Gezerim against the Yidden. Three Gezerim. Shle Yishma Shabbos, number one, they shouldn't keep Shabbos. Shemlos Benayim, they shouldn't do Bris Mil anymore. Shemlos Nidus, and they should be forced to have relations with Nidus, meaning they shouldn't be Makbana on Taras Mishbacha. Halacha Ruvain ben Isrubuli v'siper Kumi. Ruvain Israeli went and he gave himself a haircut of Kumi. It's a type of haircut where they shaved the hair in the front of the head and they left the hair in the back of the head long and basically gave himself a haircut that resembled the Gayim in order to blend in like the Gayim, in order to influence them. Halacha Yashiv Man, he went and sat amongst the Gayim. Amalem, he said to them, Mishesha Ayiv, one has an enemy, Yani Ayasher. Does he want the enemy to become poor or to be rich? Amalyani, of course, they want the enemy to be poor. No. Amalyani, so why would you make it clear that the Jews have to work on Shabbos? On the contrary, force them to take a day off in order they should get poor. Amru, Tavis Amru, you say good, Uvadlua, and then Vatalak Gezerah. Chazar of Amalem, he then went and said, Mishesh La'ayv Yachash Ayavri. One has an enemy. Does he want the enemy to be weak? Or does he want the enemy to be strong? Amr la yachash, of course, weak. Amr lem, imkei yimilu b'nei l'shmanu yam v'chishu. Let them do bris milah on the eighth day. It weakens the baby. You're taking a newer baby and doing a surgery. Why don't you let them do bris milah? It just weakens them. Great idea. Amr tavis v'abadua. They said, he's speaking well. And then mevatel, here's where he gets to the klal of tefasta rubel like tefasta. Chaz of Amr lem, he then went and said, Mishesh la'ayv yarbe yismayat. Someone who has an enemy, does he want it to increase in size or decrease in size? Amalai, Yismayat, you'd rather the population decreases, doesn't increase. If you make them aser nidas, they're going to be aser their wives half the month. They'll probably have less children. Wouldn't that be better for you them to have less population? Amr tavis, amr ubalua. They said, oh, you're saying good, and then vatalad. Then they realized he just went through all three gezeiros specifically against the Jews and decided why they're no good. So he used great logic to get them undone, but they realized he's a yid. Hikir b'shu Yehudi. He realized he was a yid. Echzirim. They reinstated all of the decrees. Amru, Chacham said, "Mi yelach v'atak zeres? Who can go now to annul these decrees? Yelach Rav Shimon Yochai Shem Lomim Benisim. Let Rav Shimon Yochai go because he's Melomim Benisim, and that's how we're going to get back to our story about Dam. Rav Shimon Yochai is Melomim Benisim. He's accustomed to Nisim. Let him go. V'achav miyelach, and after him, who should go? Which is a fancy way of saying who should go with him, who should accompany him? Rav Blazer Bar Beis, Rav Beis should go. Amalem Rav Beis, Rav Beis says." They would suggest in his son, Rabbi Elazar goes, V'loy ab chafta kayim, if my father chafta was alive, yicharat lehem leitein b'nich l'ariga, would you say to him, give your son, give me, Rabbi Yossi for Ariga, to go to the king to potentially execute it? Would you be able to tell him that? No, so why are you telling me to let my son, Rabbi Elazar go? Rabbi Shimon said, Eloi yechaya abakayim, if my father, either yechay abakayim, if my father yechay, Shimon yechay is talking, my father yechay was alive, yechay atalim leitein b'nich l'ariga, you have to tell him, give my son l'ariga. Rabbi said to them, Anna Azal, I'll go instead. So Rabbi Yossi was going instead of his son. Tilma Anishlei Rabbi Shimon to come a Safina. I'm scared that Rabbi Shimon will actually cause a punishment to fall on my son, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi. So he's more nervous than he was nervous about Rabbi Shimon. Kabbal Adlanche. So Rabbi Shimon said, no, I'll be Makabbal on myself. I will not cause any punishment to come on the son, on your son, Rabbi Yossi, on Rabbi Lezer, and let Rabbi Yossi come along. Let Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi come along. So Taka Rabbi Yossi let his son, Rabbi Lezer, go along. Rabbi Shimon, Ben Yechai, promised he won't let Einish come, at least on his from his position, onto Rabbi Elazar Barbiesi. Afilachi Anshe, and even so, Rabbi Elazar Barbiesi was punished through Rabbi Shimon. What was the story? When they walk on the road, Nishala Shaila Zufneim, Shaila came in front of them. Menayin Ladam Sharet Tame. How you know Dam Sharet Tame? The Shal of Arsugya. How you know the Dam of Sharet Tame as well? Ikim Piv Rabbi Elazar Barbiesi Vamar. So Lachis Talmud is not allowed to be Meira. Halacha b'fnei Rabbi, he can't give a sign from the Rabbi. So what did Rabbi Elazar Barbiesi do? He's a Talmud of Shimon Yochai, but he knew the answer right away. So he's ikem piv, like he spoke from the side of his mouth that it should appear like he's not really answering in front of the Rabbi. V'zeh lechem atame, and he quoted the pasuk we said before. V'zeh lechem atame. Amei b'shimin makim zuzecha atenek shetam chachamata. From the fact that you ikem your mouth, you twisted your lips, it's clear you're tam chacham because both means, it means you knew the answer, and you said the answer properly, but you also knew about giving Maralach for Rabbi, but Lamaisi you did it anyway. You Maralach for Rabbi, and therefore, here's the tough line, Yachser Ben Leitzaviv, this child should not go back to his father. He just, because he was Maralach for Rabbi, he should not be Zeich to go back to see his father again. Yatzer Christ Ben Talmain, so now, on their way to greet, to go see the Romans, this Ben Talmain, which is a sheit, he came to agree, to of them. The Shade said, well, you want me to come with you and help you out? Remember, Shimon cried and said, the Shechvish of Abba hugger when she left Avinu. She came in contact three times with the Malach like him. I don't even get the Malach once. Rather, I get a Shade to come help me. So he cried, but the Shade came to help
him. Shimon, you have an ace, let the ace come from wherever it comes from. I'll take it. I'll take what I can get. So this Shade Ben Tamalian went ahead, Elbavat the Kaiser, went into the daughter of the Kaiser, and she started acting like Meshugana. Kimatasa, when they arrived, when Shimon arrived there, Amar Ben, so they asked him with eight to help save the Caesar's daughter. Amar Ben Talman, say Ben Talman, say. So he said, Ben Talman, leave, go out of her. The Kiva de Karale, Nafakazo. Once he called Ben Talman to leave, the Shade Taka left, and she was healed. Amarlin, they're very thankful. He said to Shimon, and to Blaz Barbesi, Shilu, come out the Islachai Minishal, ask whatever you want, and your wish will be granted. Vailina the Gunze, the Shaka called Bo, they brought him into the private treasury of the Caesar to take whatever they want. What did they take? Ashro Igra, they found that letter, that shtar, that document which said that these three things Klaiso couldn't do anymore. They couldn't do Mila, they couldn't do Tashmash Bracha, they couldn't keep Shabbos. And what happened? Ashro Igra, Shako Vikru, they ripped up that decree, and then the Yidum was saved from those evil decrees. Behind it, Rabbi Elazar Barbiesi, this is Rabbi Elazar Barbiesi, he says, we have a story elsewhere where there's a Machlekes in Yuma, whether or not the Zrika towards the Parechas, the Dam actually hit the Parechas or not. So in this special treasury of the Caesar, Nebuch was hidden. The Parechas was taken from when they destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. The Romans had it when they destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. So Rabbi Elazar Barbiesi said, Ani Ra'isi Bir Romi, I saw in the air of Rome the Parechas, V'chaz V'havala Kamitivi D'damim, and there were some blood stains, drops of blood sprinkled on the Parechas, which proves, like Hashita, that what? That the Dam did reach the Parechas. Where did he see it? He saw it in this Maisa when he went to go get rid of the decree of the Romans that's when he saw this brachas as well. So before we see the next mission, there's a few points, really halach lemaisa, and just some general questions on this story. First of all, in the beginning of the story, Rabbi Yasi says, "You want me to let my son Rabbi Elazar go? What about you think my father Chalafta will let me go?" It sounds like Rabbi Yasi referred to his father in his first name. Chalafta, you find in a few places in Shas. Abba Chalafta, Abba Chalafta. The question is, how could he have said his father's name? L'chaira, there is an Isser. It's Befer Shalacha, that there's an Isser. It's part of the Shulchan Aruch, for a person to refer to a parent, a mother, or father, by their first name. So the Sefer Kus Yaakov L'Gazi, he wants to answer that Rabbi Yasi didn't say his father's name, Abba Chalafta. He just said, "Abba, would my father allow me to go?" And the Gemara, when the Tana was saying over the story, they inserted the name was Chalafta, but Rabbi Yasi himself didn't say that, which is a little shver because when Rishim Meichai was speaking, Rishim Meichai says, "Would Yechi allow me to go?" And he refers to his father's name. So there too, you have to say he didn't say it. He didn't say Abba. There too, he only said Abba, and the Tana switched it and inserted the father's name, not Mashma, so it's not answering the question for Shem Meichai, and therefore, the Sefer Matan B'Sefer does not like the answer of the Sefer Kiyos Yaakov. The Chida wants to say Geshmak Rechab, and it's Shalom Lamaisa passing this way, and that is that we find by Rebbe, you don't say Rebbe's name either, but if you say before Mayri and then say his name, that's okay. If you say Mayri, Rabbi, if you say a title in front of the name, then it's okay to say the name. So you want to say Sefer too. If you say Abba before you say the word Chalafta, that would make it permissible to say a parent's name by giving a title of respect before saying the name. That would make it permissible. That's the Chida's answer, and he wants to be a Rai. He resolves the question and brings a Rai from the story. Lamaisa, other Paiskim, Yam Shleima and others, they argue and say no. I'm not sure they answer anyone's question. I mean, the story. But they do maintain that even by a Rebbe Taka, Mayri does work. But by a parent, even a title of Chashivas beforehand would not take away the prohibition. One is still allowed to say, let us say, the parent's name. And therefore, this would not be a good resolution to that question. Two other short points. First of all, Rebbe Yishim and Yichai, we don't find anywhere that he was the Rebbe of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yasi. So when Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yasi did Akimas Vasayim, he spoke in like from the side of his mouth and issued a psak in front of his Rebbe, Meir Alech of the Rabbi. It wasn't really his Rebbe, so why is it an issue? So the first point out that Enechami, Rishim Nechim was the God of Adar. The din of not being able to be Meir Alech of the Rabbi applies, even if it's not your Rebbe, if it's the God of Adar, then that Nalech applies automatically. Lastly, just an ending to the story. So he said that this Ben shouldn't go back to see his father. Because he paskened in front of his Rebbe, in front of himself. So the Yishalmi faces brings this. Yishalmi says that the story continued that on a boat they were traveling on a ship to Rome, and Rabbi Elazar got the sickness, the deadly sickness called Askara, where the throat constricts and he can't breathe, and he actually was about to die from the curse of Rabbi Shimon Yichai. And Rabbi Shimon Yichai himself remembered that he promised to bring the son back to the father, and he won't let him be cursed and be harmed. So he davened for Yeshua, and apparently the way the Mefarshim say it is not part of the necessarily the, he davened for Yeshua and he was saved. The way the Mefarshim there explained what happened was that actually one of the people on the ship stepped on the throat. There was a constriction in the throat of Rabbi Elazar, and one of the people on the ship saw it and stepped on the throat and released that constriction. The Askara threat was removed by him squeezing it out. I don't know exactly what he did, and therefore he was saved. It's more than a few places in Medrash Yusuf that the story with a couple of different endings, but that's the basic story that the curse took place, but there also was a Yeshua as well. Okay, second Mishnah. Ha'pikul v'naisa, imasaf, and pikul v'naisa, and amasaf, together to create a shear. Pashas at this point, we think it means to make a shear. Let's say, because I have a pikul, I have a size of pikul. Half a size of nice, now we might make a shear for achila, finish achila, chiv karis, b'mezid, chiv chatas, b'shaigeng, and, or there happens to be a din of tumah. There's actually a tumah there, abunan, on pikul v'naisa, so it won't come after tumah either. We'll see more in the Gemara what that means. Meshen shnei shemus, why does it not combine? Because it's two different shemus. Hasharetz v'nevela, similarly, sharetz and nevela. A nevela carcass of an animal, the nevela basar mace, or nevela carcass of an animal, and the basar mace of a human, a basar for seven zel tami, they're not mastarf to create tuma, a few bakash of a shneim. Don't say that a sheretz only tummy one day, a nevela is only tummy one day, a human's tummy for 7 days. Okay, so they won't be mastarf, let's say, for the Muhammad one. The difference between the sheretz and nevela, let's say, is that a sheretz is tummy with the kazayas, and nevela is even kadasha. So say you need the bigger share, you need the share, full share kazayas, or saved by a human and a nevela. They both need the kazayas, but the human 7 days and the veil is 1 day. So say you tell me 1 day, not 7 days. No, says the Mishnah, they're not mitzvah to different shemus, even for the more lenient shear of the two tumas. It's not mitzaref, doesn't combine. Going back on the din of pigel and eser, says the Gemara, Amar Vidur Shmuel, leishanu el tumas yidayim. When we said it doesn't combine, we meant legabit tumas yidayim, which is what derabanan. The din of tumas yidayim on pigel and eser is derabanan, and half the gezeis of each, two different shemas will not combine to make this tumas derabanan. However, aval inyan the derabanan he aval inyan achila. Why? The Tanya Blaz Aimer, it says in the Pasuk by Neser, he is considered a little superfluous, it's extra. What's it teaching me? Anything that's Pasuk B'Kaidish, which includes Neser, Pigel, Tomei, anything which is Pasuk B'Kaidish, the Pasuk is not giving a general lav, it's including it in the lav. So including the lav Neser now is included also Pigel, and therefore could yes be Mitzdarf. Now this little what comes out according to this short Gemara, that Neser and Pigel, a half the size of each, are yes, Mitzdarf. The Shal is the Gabi what? The simple reading of the Mishnah slash Gemara is the Gabi, Chiyav Achila, the Gabi Chiyav Karas, and the Chiyav Chatas Peshagin. The Maisa, the problem with this is that the Mishnah in Precess, Yid Aleph on the base, the Mishnah over there says that if one eats a Kazayas of a mix of Neser and Pigel, he's not Chayav Karas. He's not Chayav Chatas. How does that stem with the outcome of this Gemara? So, one mahalach is to say that the simple mahalach is, and Tesis actually learns it this way, that our sugya is discussing just malchus. Avada chatas and karis won't apply, but our sugya is just discussing malchus. The Maisa, the Rambam, other Rishonim seem to learn our Gemara that is dafka, and they have to come up with other answers how to reconcile the sugya increases, either it's arguing or other answers how to reconcile, because they learn that our sugya is saying that it is going to combine the pasuk darshans that will combine for a chiyav chatas slash karas. Again, that's according to Rambam. Mother Shainim, according to Tesis, Agamor is only saying that there is a chiyav of malchus, but there will not be a chiyav of chatas or karas. Let's stop over here, pick up here, Mitzvah Shema on Shabbos. Again, daf tomorrow is going to be earlier because of the Shabbos Shubhaj Rasha, so we'll do daf after the morning davening, not before Mincha. Have a wonderful Shabbos and a Gemara Chazim.